Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis along with Andrea Donsky. And many years ago, I was a sex educator and I would go into schools and with the teens and talk about sexually transmitted diseases and things you can do and how to protect yourself. And one of the things we talked about was HPV, especially because that's something that can lead to cervical cancer. Now, there is an HPV vaccine. I see commercials all the time, but I have to wonder, is that enough? Is this really something that we can maybe use other ways to prevent and also to treat? Andrea, did you want to say something, dear?
Actually, it's funny because my son just started grade 7 and I got a note home saying that for the girls that this is an option and they want to know if the parents will allow or not allow them to get it. So I find this topic very fitting for today.
Oh, well, wonderful. Well, we've got, speaking of wonderful, Dr. Christine Horner is here and we're going to talk about this. Dr. Horner, welcome to Naturally Savvy.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you again.
Oh, it's great to have you on. Let's jump right in. First of all, what is HPV and who is most at risk?
Sure. So the HPV virus, it's actually a virus, the human papillomavirus, and there's about 100 different strains. We get infected with them all the time, but the ones that were really of concern are the ones that are associated with cervical cancer. So it's about teenagers, actually, are the ones that are most exposed to the HPV virus and, getting it. But what's interesting is that it goes away in 98% of the cases. So if your immune system is strong, it just eliminates that virus. Now, they found that if you get a chronic infection that occurs with the HPV, that it could increase your risk of developing cervical cancer many years down the road, which is why they're saying, okay, everybody needs to be vaccinated. Now, I definitely, believe that there's some really good vaccines, but they're not good across the board. And this one's alarming because, when we look at what is the seriousness of the disease, what's the likelihood of it, it's unbelievably small in the normal population. So like I said, if you get infected with HPV, your own immune system will eliminate it in 98% of the cases. So there's only 2% that go on. And usually there's a reason for it. These are people that smoke, they drink, excessively, they're doing poor diets or whatever that will weaken their immune systems. And what's really interesting and has kind of pushed me over the edge about, that really there's, I would caution against not getting the vaccine is that there's a lot of side effects, to it, including they've had over 100 reported deaths. So girls will get injected with it, and then within a short period of time, they die, and they're perfectly healthy before that time. And there's some research that's really extraordinary that just came out of University of Texas Health Science Center in conjunction with MD Anderson, where they tested the HPV virus against a mushroom formula called AHCC, which stands for active hexose correlated compound. And AHCC is out of Japan, and it's used primarily for boosting the immune system, which we know that it helps to support every single cell type in the immune system, lower the risk of many different kinds of cancers. But they also found that it had a direct killing effect on viruses and certain bacteria. So what they did was to test the HPV virus against AHCC, and they found that HCC killed the virus, prevented infections from occurring, and the most exciting research they've had is that the women who have these chronic HPV infections, there's absolutely no Western treatment that is effective in eliminating it. And so they set up a study, clinical study, where they gave these women that were infected chronically with the HPV virus, AHCC, and at the end of 6 months, the ones that took it a full 6 months, that it cleared in 100% of those women. So now they're doing a big clinical trial. Yeah, so now we've got actually a simple mushroom supplement with no terrible side effects to it that has been shown to be completely, effective at preventing and also treating. So, for me, is it worth to take the risk where you can have your child potentially die or have permanent neurological problems in association with an infection that clears on its own in 98% of the cases, and now we have an effective treatment? I would say no.
Wow, that's, so to get HCC, does that come in a supplement form? I know mushrooms come in
a
supplement
form.
Yeah,
so it comes in capsules, and you can just, you know, Google it on the internet, and there's a, you know, variety of different products, you know, that have it in it. I personally take one that's made by Quality of Life Labs. You know, I like that one. And, yeah, so it's simple and available everywhere, and like I said, has great side benefits rather than having, you know, side effects.
Explain the relationship between HPV and abnormal pap smear. So I know obviously cervical cancer, you're taking a pap smear because that shows you whether or not cervical cancer is present, correct? Just so, you know, for those who are listening, just so we understand the relationship of when you have a pap smear, what that result is, if it comes back abnormal. And the reason I ask is, I know for myself, I had an abnormal pap smear once after I gave birth. And apparently I was told that it's pretty common, or it can be common after you give birth to have one. So they made me wait 3 or 4 or 6 months, I forget now, so long ago. And then it was normal after that. So just a little bit of a background on, you know, pap smears and cervical cancer, if you can.
Sure. So HPV is actually a sexually transmitted disease, and it's the most common one. And so what they found is that it will actually get into the cells of the cervix and cause them potentially to turn abnormal. And that's what they pick up on a pap smear. And in when we look at the people that are diagnosed with cervical cancer, we find that about 99% of them have the presence of the HPV virus. So it's felt that the association obviously is very, very strong. And so when they started doing pap smears about 40 years ago, they actually had a drop in the incidence of cervical cancer by like 75%. And that's because it tends to go through these stages where it will start out with abnormal cells, and then it's easily treatable, you know, at those stages too. So another, you know, approach to help to reduce the risk of cervical cancer is just to really promote doing pap smears, because we, you know, can find these things at the earliest stages. But like I said, there's so much, you know, influence as far as your own immune system that's able to, you know, correct and eliminate this particular virus. And so, you know, another approach is just doing everything you can to get yourself healthy and your immune system as strong as you can. And not only with, you know, HCC as a supplement, but definitely, you know, doing the diet and lifestyle approaches in addition to that, as far as the healthy, you know, diet and getting to bed on time and minimizing your stress and those kinds of things that, you know, help strengthen the immune system.
You know, it's interesting. I know someone that had an abnormal pap smear, and I went online and I did some research, and it said bioflavonoids are really good for it. So I put them on. On the side, I sell a product called Juice Plus, and I put them on the 3-blend of Juice Plus, and she went back to her doctor 2 to 3 months later, and the doctor was like, "You're totally normal. What did you do?"
Uh-huh.
So that,
right.
I love that you're saying that there are other things, and something like bioflavonoids help too, right, to reverse an abnormal pap smear. And if you could explain why that is, that would be great.
Yeah, sure. So those are, you know, just constituents or antioxidants that are found in, you know, fruits and vegetables. So, you know, you can either really, you know, pile on eating the fruits and vegetables, or juice with it is where you really get the highest concentration of those particular nutrients. I mean, I kind of like doing whole plants because they have hundreds of different, you know, types of chemicals in them that are supportive for your health, from anti-inflammatory to antioxidant to working in a whole variety of other ways. So, you know, just like I said, really taking away the junk foods out of your diet and filling your plates with organically grown fruits, vegetables, you know, nuts, seeds, those kinds of things. That's the healthiest kind of diet that you can possibly have, and not only would it lower your risk of developing HPV infections, cervical cancer, but any other kinds of cancers or chronic diseases they found is drastically reduced when you consume those kinds of foods.
Well, thank you, Dr. Horner. Unfortunately, we're out of time for today, but we appreciate you being on our show. And you can learn more about Dr. Horner at her website at drchristinehorner.com. You can also follow her on Twitter at drhornermd. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay well.